In the mid-50s, two men knocked over a kerosene stove during a fight at a concert. After fleeing the blaze, the guitar player realized he left his beloved Gibson inside. B.B. King then ran in and saved it. He later learned that the fight was over a woman named Lucille, and ever since, his guitars have borne that name. You can find Lucille at the Hard Rock in Hollywood, Florida. Thousands of other priceless pieces of rock history can be found at Hard Rock cafes, casinos, and hotels around the world. To learn more, visit hardrock.com.
Little Stephen's Underground Garage's coolest conversations, presented by Hard Rock Cafe, hosted by the Mighty Manfred.
This is the Mighty Manfred and Little Stephen's Underground Garage with your coolest conversations presented by Hard Rock. Thanks for listening. Please remember to follow and subscribe, rate, and review. My guest is Philippe Girard, also known as Philos. He's a lead guitarist in the French band Prisoner. Their sound draws on film noir soundtracks, along with 60s and 70s TV show themes, sci-fi imagination, and garage rock. We've been spinning their single, The Self-Made Woman, and it's from their upcoming self-titled Wicked Cool Records album debut due out August the 7th. We'll hear a portion of the song now, followed by my talk with Philos on your coolest conversations presented by Hard Rock in Little Steven's Underground Garage. This is the Mighty Manfred with you in Little Steven's Underground Garage. And joining me today for our coolest conversations is Philos, also known as Philippe Girard, guitarist in the French band Prisoner. Their debut single, The Self-Made Woman, has been out on Wicked Cool Records for about a month, and we've been spinning it here in the Underground Garage. It's from their upcoming self-titled album for Wicked Cool, due out Friday, August the 7th. Hi, Philos, how are you?
Hi, Manfred, I'm well. What about you?
I am fine, thank you. In fact, I blew that. I should have said bonjour, Philos.
You can say bonjour for sure, or bonsoir if you want.
Thank you. Merci.
You have a good accent.
Oh, well, I took some high school French. It's been a long time, but merci. Well, reading about the band, I understand that there's a connection to a couple of cities in France, Bordeaux, and this other town, or village, I'm not sure how big it is, Mulhouse? How do you say that?
Mulhouse.
Are you from either of those places?
I am from Bordeaux.
Ah.
But most of the band is based in Mulhouse.
Okay.
So I'm living in Bordeaux, and Suzanne, the singer, is living in Munich, Germany.
Yes, well, we'll talk about Suzanne in a few minutes here, too. Prisoner is described partially as a meeting of film noir, retro TV series, punk rock. What kind of music did you grow up with in your home in Bordeaux?
Okay, so in the beginning, I played most garage rock and punk rock and all this, you know. That's really my roots, you know. And the trombone player is called Marcus. And that's one of my best friends. And we always liked the TV team shows, you know, from the USA and from UK, like The Persuaders, The Street of San Francisco. All this music were always fascinating us. And so once we just spoke together and said, why don't we try to play them in our style, you know, what we can do, what we know to do. So that's the rock in general. And we tried, and we thought that the result was really good. And so we played, we arranged a lot, maybe 20 TV team show, you know, always from Great Britain and the USA, because in France it's not exactly the same mood, you know, so that they were not so interesting. And after a while, we just said, yeah, okay, so we have now something that we like. Why don't we try to compose our own music in the same style? And that's what we did.
Well, let me ask you about this, since I know you mentioned him being the trombone player
Yourself being the guitarist, is the guitar your the first instrument you learned or studied?
No, I studied first the trumpet in a music school, a conservatory, we call it in France. I don't know if it's the same in the USA. So I first did this, but when at the age of 14, I discovered rock and roll, you know, that was not so possible to play in a rock and roll band with a trumpet. So I decided to change and play the guitar, of course.
Well, playing a trumpet, of course, I would think that helps you in Prisoner.
Yeah, it does, because sometimes I take my trumpet and I play some notes, you know, not so much, but sometimes we make a little duo with the trombone, you know, so we have a small brass band, you know.
When you were, let's say, a teenager, were you playing in garage bands or punk bands?
Yes, of course. Yes, I did a lot. Even after being a teenager, you know, I played until 30 in punk rock bands and garage bands and all this, you know.
And now, remind me, what is the name of the trombone player? Is it Marcus?
Marcus.
And Marcus, you know from Bordeaux. You grew up together in Bordeaux?
No. So when I was a teenager, I was living in Mulhouse. That's why I know the other part of the band.
Ah, and why did you go to Bordeaux?
Yeah, so I didn't go directly to Bordeaux. I went first in the Caribs. I lived in Saint-Martin in the Caribbean, in an island, you know, because I was at this time a teacher, and so I could have a work there, and so I went, and I was a music teacher in Saint-Martin for 5 years. And after this, I decided to come in Bordeaux.
I see. And, well, let's bring Suzanne to this. I met your singer, Suzanne, in 2019 in Munich. And I think 2019, is that the year that the band formed?
It was, yes, around this. And Suzanne came in maybe 23?
Yes.
Yes.
So before Suzanne is in the band, you were keeping in touch with Marcus and friends there that you had known earlier? Or when exactly did the group, when did you decide to form Prisoner and start recording?
Yeah, okay. So for the birthday of a friend, it was in, I think it was 19, yes, that's it. We just, Marcus and me, decided, as we were speaking about this band, you know, of arranging TV teams show songs, you know, a friend just asked us, why don't you play to my birthday, because I would really like to have a rock concert, you know, for my birthday. And we said, okay, so we can do this. And we just look for a drummer, a bass player, and a keyboard, you know. We mm-hmm. we knew them for a long time too, you know, like every musician in the same city, you know. And then we played together, and after the show, we decided to stay together because we were so happy to play these songs, you know. And so we decided to try to make it a little serious, you know. That's what we did, and we looked for a singer after this because we wanted to play the theme from Star Trek.
From Star Trek, yes, a theme from Star Trek.
And so we needed a lyrical singer, and that's not so easy to find, you know, to play in a rock band. So we looked for a long time. It was we were a little desperate in the end because we couldn't find it, you know. And so someone spoke about Suzanne. Yeah, I know a really good lyrical singer, and she has a really good rock and roll spirit too. So you should try with her. And we did, and that was the perfect match.
I want to ask, so you were looking for a singer. So before you found Suzanne, you did put out two albums. There's a record, I think, in 2021,
yes.
Prisoners, a self-titled album, and then Prisoners Volume 2.
Yes. Yes.
So those bands don't have, those albums don't have Suzanne on them. How is the band different now? I mean, obviously she's singing, but is there any other differences music-wise?
Yes, sure. She had a lot on stage, you know. It's just because it's nice to be an instrumental band, but on stage it's missing something. I think so. That's what we noticed, you know, when we played, you know. So she had, Suzanne is she's a really good performer, you know, on stage. So she sings, but she dances, she makes the show, you know, so that it changed totally our way to perform on stage, that's for sure.
Well, your upcoming album, the self-titled release titled Prisoner, it's got 14 songs on it, coming out on Wicked Cool. When did you record these songs?
That was exactly, we finished last summer.
Last summer. And do you have a recording philosophy?
Yes, that's our punk rock roots, and our philosophy is do it yourself the maximum you can. So we were on studio to record some things, but most of the time we choose to import some gear, you know, into our drummer house that is really big. It's a really big house with many rooms. So we just rent the gear we need. We put all in the house and we try to record as much as we can. Like, you know, you are living together as a small community for 2 or 3 weeks, and then we do what we can. And we really like this. I really like to try to record instruments and all this, you know, that's my passion. So we try to do the maximum ourselves.
And is the band playing all at the same time, or do you record different instruments separately?
It depends on the songs. It's difficult in a house like this to record all at the same time. So we recorded bass and drums at the same time. Mm-hmm. And we added, we re-recorded the other instruments.
Let me ask you some about the single we've been playing, translates to The Self-Made Woman. Who wrote The Self-Made Woman?
I did.
And what inspired you?
You mean the music or the text? Because the text is really short, you know, it's just two sentences.
Well, both.
So the lyrics is just that I really don't like so much when people say, yeah, I'm a self-made maid, you know, I made myself, you know, things like this. And I think that's really not true, because no one can exist without other people, you know. Yeah. It's impossible to do. So it's a little to laugh about this expression that we have in France too, that is called L'homme qui s'était fait tout seul, je me suis fait tout seul. So that's the title of the song. And Suzanne said, I'm a self-made woman, meaning that, of course, nobody can be self-made. And being a part of a rock band is just you can't say that you can't say that you make yourself alone when you're playing in a rock band, because you're depending on the others, of course. So that was for the lyrics. And for the music, it's many things, you know. It's the theme, for example, at the keyboard. I try to have this kind of tension that you find in the music scores, you know, the thriller mood that you can find. This I really like this kind of thriller mood in some soundtracks music. So and of course the garage style and the punk rock style from our beginning. That's a kind of mix of both, you know.
Cool. And you made this really great video for the song as well. Can you describe that video to us?
Yes. So in Colmar, that's a small city in France, in Alsace, so close to Germany, it's a Statue de la Liberté. Liberty statue, you call it?
Yes, we say the Statue of Liberty.
So the Statue of the Liberty, it's one, you know, exactly the same, because I didn't know it, but it's a guy from this small town, Colmar, Bartholdi is called, that made the Statue of Liberty and made for so France could make a present to the USA. And so we were passing, you know, close to this statue many times, but just like this, you know, because it's on a roundabout.
Right, a traffic circle, yeah.
Yeah, that's it. And so once I saw it and I said, yeah, okay, now that we signed with Wicked Cool Record, that was such a fantastic thing for us, you know, a label from New York, we have to do something with this statue, you know, because that's for us, that's the emblem of New York, you know. So we decided just to go there without asking anything to anyone, to take our instruments and to play for La Femme qui s'était faite toute seule. And we filmed it and we made a video clip of it. And we are really happy because I think it's really funny.
We would call that guerrilla style. You just went to this statue in the middle of this traffic circle and you just shot the video without any sort of asking permission.
Exactly, that's what we did. So the police came once, they just approached, you know, they looked at us a little embarrassed, I think, but they decided to say not to say anything, and they just left and we continue playing. And the people around the roundabout were really happy, you know, in their car, they were beeping and shouting, yeah, do it. And that was really a nice moment, super moment.
Very cool. Well, I want to talk about some of the tracks on the album. The third song on the album translates as I Will Choose Only You. Is that you singing lead vocals on that song?
Yes, I do. It's a kind of mix of speaking and singing because I'm not such a good singer. But to make this kind of style, to speak, you know, to shout a little what I have to say.
A very timely tune you have on the album is called Am I an AI? Did you write that as well?
Yes, I did.
Well, what are your feelings about AI?
I don't really know, you know. In this song, the subject was more to ask ourselves if we are not an AA. You know what I mean? Because this girl that is singing said, yeah, I'm doing things like an automat, you know, every day of my life because I don't like my work. I just have to do it. I do it automatically. And so in the end, she asked herself, I am not just an AA, finally, you know. So that's the subject of the song.
Another great rocker on the album is called, or translates in English as The Child Within Me Is Speaking. What can you tell us about that one?
Yes. So this title is inspired by something that the guitarist of The Who said. He said, rock and roll, that's simple, that's the child inside me speaking to the child inside you. And when I heard this, I said, yeah, that's a really good definition of rock music, you know? And that's why we used it for this song.
Oh, that is very cool. I've never heard that quote before. That's a great one. Like a Pete Townsend quote, the guitar player in The Who.
Yeah, exactly. Pete Townsend.
Well, one of my favorite songs on the album is translates as The Party Pooper. Is there a party pooper in the band?
No, it's not. No, it's yeah, it could be. So yeah, we have a video on this song that we didn't broadcast at this time, but it's funny because once we were playing, you know, and it was filmed, and Suzanne was just sitting on the stage and arranging her hair and arranging her nails. And so when I saw this after, I said, yeah, okay, but that's really perfect for the trouble fête, you know, but it's exactly what it means. Someone that doesn't want to be a part of the party. And so I made a small video clip on it, and I think it's really funny.
Oh, cool. Well, we look forward to seeing that.
Yes.
Another tune on the album translates as Space Patrol. And if movie director or a TV show director came to you and said, oh, we love this song, we want to make a show because of this song, who would the Space Patrol be?
That's the only song we haven't composed. That's a German song, a German TV team. That's why we recorded it, because Suzanne liked it so much. She told hey, we have to record this song because it's really famous in Germany. And so as we play sometimes in Germany because it's not so far from Mulhouse, we play it for the German concerts and we recorded it. And I think it's a really good song.
So that is a German sci-fi show, Space Patrol.
Exactly.
Oh, very cool. I have to look that up. What are your touring plans when the album comes out?
So at this time, we just have concerts like this, you know, isolated concerts. But we are dreaming and trying to organize a kind of tour, you know, that would lead us from Mulhouse, going up, crossing Germany, you know, until Munich, Berlin, and then go to Copenhagen and then end in Norway. Because I really like the city of Oslo. My my girlfriend is from Oslo, so that's something we're trying to organize. You know, a tour from Mulhouse until Oslo, and of course we would like so much to play in the USA. But at this time, no one offered us a tour there. So, but that would be really a dream. That would be the real dream. You know, play in the USA.
Have you ever visited the USA?
Yes, I did once. I was in Florida until the New Orleans, from Florida to the New Orleans. That was a really nice trip. I really liked it.
Oh, wow. And where? How long did you stay in New Orleans?
Some days, you know, not so long because I was with my children. And so we did it a little fast. But I really enjoyed it. You know, I surprisingly, I thought that because sometimes you have some... you know, you don't really know the country, so you imagine something. But the American people were so relaxed, you know. I spoke with so many people so easily. I was really surprised of this because in your head you have you can hear in France that yeah, USA can be a little dangerous. People can be they have guns and all this. So you have you don't know what to expect. But when I was in the USA, come on, people were so friendly and so nice and so happy to speak with me that I really enjoyed my tour in the USA for sure.
Oh, fantastic. Well, the song I want us to hear as we go out, another tune off the upcoming Prisoner self-titled album, it translates as Obedience Post. You familiar with which one I'm talking about here? Yeah. So... throughout your album, you've got, it's interesting how you apply Suzanne's singing, right? It's not a typical sort of ballad singing, but parts like what Hugo Montenegro would do in his soundtracks. You know, there's the vocal parts or chants or just singing a note over and over again, where the singing is more about textures and sounds than particular lyrics. How do you see the role of the vocals in Prisoner?
Yeah. So in the beginning, it was all written as an instrument. As you said, you know, it was a texture to sing the theme of the song, because even if we are a punk rock band, I think, or garage band, as you want, we use a lot of themes. I mean, it's not lyrics all the time that are the main part, but a theme that is sometimes it's played with the trombone, sometimes it's played with the guitar, sometimes it's the voice, but as you said, as a texture. So that was our way to write song in the beginning, but now we're trying to add some lyrics. So it's as you said, you exactly said it. You know, it's two way to use the vocals in Prisoner. It's one like a singer of lyrics, like a traditional song. You know, but the other one is to use the voice as an instrument and as a texture, as you said it. And this that's the two parts of the vocals in Prisoner.
How did the song Obedience Post come together?
This song was written first without the voice of Suzanne. And we played it, we recorded it. And at one point, I just said, come on, Suzanne, I think it's a place for you in this. And that's a really interesting song because it doesn't sound as the other ones for me. You have this theme on the keyboard, the really slow theme. And then the vocal is arriving really like in an opera for me, you know. I don't know how to say it, but making some like an exercise, a vocal exercise, you know, da 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 da. At the end, when she stays on a really high note, you know, to finish the song, and for me it really works. It's a really a good mix between between a pure rock and roll song and a lyrical voice, and that was our first try in this kind of mixing lyrical and really rock song, and it's a positive experience for us. We really like this song.
Oh, fantastic. Well, we'll hear it in a moment, but first, Philos, let me thank you so much for speaking with me today on our Coolest Conversations.
Okay, no, let me thank you. That was really a pleasure to speak with you, Manfred, really. Thank you so much for inviting us. That's a really nice time.
Well, you're very welcome. We're going to give a listen now to Obedience Post. It's Prisoner off their upcoming self-titled album due out August the 7th here in Little Stevens Underground Garage. Translating into English as Obedience Post. That was Prisoner here in Little Stevens Underground Garage off their upcoming eponymous album due out August the 7th on Wicked Cool Records. This is the Mighty Manfred, and thanks again to the band's guitarist, Philos, for speaking with me today on our Coolest Conversations. Thanks also to Kurt Baker for producing our podcast. Be sure and join me for your next Coolest Conversations presented by Hard Rock in Little Stevens Underground Garage.
Buddy, you're a boy. Make a big noise playing in the street. I'm gonna be a big man someday. You got mud on your face, you big disgrace. Kicking your can all over the place.
Some things are better when they rock. The Seminole Hard Rock Hotels and Casinos rock around the clock with nonstop casino action, rooms fit for the king, pools, spas, restaurants, and clubs for every taste and temptation. Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Tampa or Hollywood, Florida. We will rock you.